Friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The 10 lepers encounter Jesus, who is on the way to Jerusalem, taking the road passing along between Samaria and Galilee. Jesus heads to Jerusalem to his passion and his death. The lepers stop Jesus and ask him to show them mercy. What did they mean? Did they think that Jesus could heal them? Maybe they hoped for that, but sort of knew better. Perhaps they were hungry. The leper had to rely on others for their sustenance. In whatever form, they ask for mercy. And mercy, in good measure, heaped up and overflowing, is what they will get. Beyond their imagination, they'll get mercy. Go show yourselves to the priest, Jesus says to them. Go prove you're cleansed of this disease. And as they went, they were cleansed. They were at the right time, they're at the right place, and they were with the right man. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Twice in the text today, Jesus gives a command to go, as it is in our English version. Go and show yourselves to the priests, Jesus says to the 10. The second go is to the adoring and thankful Samaritan. Rise and go your way. But the 10 men had already come to the right place. Where did they need to go? The Old Testament says to go to the temple in Jerusalem to show one had been cleansed and purified of leprosy, and then to make a sacrifice of thanksgiving in order to be ritually reset into the community of Israel. Jesus meant that, but he also means more than that. The biblical Greek verb for go is a little ambiguous for us in English. It can mean go away. It can also mean, though, come here. There is no way to distinguish but to know the context in which the word is used. The joke in summer Greek class at seminary was that Greek is a language that doesn't know if it's coming or going. The word is used in Scripture for go, proceed, travel in some contexts, or to conduct oneself, to live or walk the walk of being a disciple. Or it was even used as a euphemism for going to one's death. Jesus himself said in the upper room on the night of his betrayal, Luke chapter 22, "For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And St. Peter answers Jesus, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death." And that cross is the place where Jesus is going, to the cross at Jerusalem, to make the ultimate sacrifice for sin, a cleansing, purifying sacrifice that will conquer not just the disease, leprosy, that was such a common, horrific, painful, and deadly thing at the time of Jesus, but to purify men of the even deadlier inward spiritual malady that afflicts every man, woman, and child ever conceived and born since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We would call it today the leprosy of sin. Jesus commanded the 10 lepers to go show themselves to the priests, but maybe it's more of an invitation. "I'm going to Jerusalem," Jesus is saying. "Come along with me. Come, O cleansed sinners, now shown mercy from heaven. "Come with me to Jerusalem, to the priests, where I will sacrifice for you as the greatest priest and the greatest sacrifice, where my sacrifice will make you a part of God's kingdom for all eternity." Do you struggle with leprosy? You do not struggle with an ancient disease that ruins your nerve endings and cuts off your circulation to your limbs so that they gradually start to crumble away in a very painful dying of your flesh. That disease is treated today by antibiotics and is thankfully very rare. But we do struggle with other effects of sin that ravage the body in this temporal life. We all die to this life, after all, by accident, disaster, disease, old age. COVID-19 has separated us from the word and sacrament ministry of the gospel at times, and still does for all too many. And the devil now uses this disease to keep us from loving and trusting God fully and loving and trusting the people around us. People struggle with their mental health in these dark days. Cancer is a struggle for some of you and many of your relatives. Bodies and minds weaken and decay as one becomes more elderly. We pray like the 10 lepers for mercy from Jesus. Every Sunday we pray, "Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us." But as deadly and scary as it is to contemplate death and disease, you all have an even greater problem. You have that inward spiritual kind of leprosy. Even baby Nyla Joelle, innocent and cuddly and wonderful to hold and dependent as she is on everyone, she had the leprosy of sin, a sinful condition that she could do nothing on her own to get rid of. "In sin did my mother conceive me," says the psalmist. And the wages that must come due because of that leprosy is not just a temporal death to this life, but eternal death, separation from God for all eternity, to be given over to eternal damnation in hell with the devil and his demons. One Lutheran poet of the 1700s stated the problem of leprosy with these vivid words. I invite you to listen. "The whole world is nothing but a hospital, where in numbers too great to count, people and even children in their cradles lie down in pain and sickness. One person is tortured in his breast by a fierce fever of vicious desire. Another lies sick from the detestable stench of his own honor. And a third wastes away through his obsession with money, and before his time is thrown into the grave. The first fall has stained everyone and infected them with the leprosy of sin. Oh, this poison rages through my limbs. Where in my wretchedness may I find a cure? Who stands by me in my misery? Where is my doctor? Who can help me again?" The sicknesses the poet describes are the sexual immorality, the jealousy, enmity, idolatry, fits of anger, divisions, envy, drunkenness, and the things like these that the Apostle Paul listed today in the epistle reading. These are all the bad fruits of gratifying the desires of our leprous, sinful flesh. There is a big problem with the leprosy of sin, and it is dangerous to deny that this is a problem for you, more dangerous by far than the current pandemic everyone fears and frets over. One common sin infects us all. From one to all, the curse descends, and over all, God's wrath impends. Where do you go for help, for mercy? Where is my doctor who can help me again, who stands by me in my misery? Has anyone done anything about the leprosy of sin? Where may I find a cure? Come along, show yourself to the priest, says Jesus. Being here, Jesus says, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right man, and you've come at the right time. Not me personally. I'm the ambassador for Jesus, the proclaimer of his word, called publicly to tell you this good news. But the same Lord Jesus is here today, the true and eternal priest. He comes with an earthly glimpse of that new and heavenly Jerusalem from on high, brought humbly in word and sacrament down to earth in this wonderful gathering of cleansed, healed, restored lepers. Jesus, one holy Christian apostolic church of all times and all places, a significant and blessed group of which meets right here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, here on Poplar Street, here in downtown Terre Haute, Indiana. Here, there is hope for tomorrow, cleansing for what has happened yesterday, for what we go through today, and a real God with real compassion, with a real cure for sin and eternal and temporal death, who cares and loves you and desires you to show you the same mercy that he gave those lepers on that road to Jerusalem, so that your tomorrows would be eternally joyful. Nyla Joel came to the right place today, to the right man at the right time. She came at the invitation of the Holy Spirit. She came and showed herself to the priest, presented herself by God's power and grace to receive mercy from the hand of Jesus. In the waters of holy baptism, she found mercy today, cleansed her from her sins, for Jesus drowned that leprosy in the font, and he did that for you on your baptism day. To see that dear child come out of the water alive, holy, and restored, given the white robe of Christ's righteousness and the pure light of his saving word, the Holy Spirit to guide and comfort, the very gift of heaven itself, attached by his word to that water. These great gifts of mercy are here because God's Son answered the call of his Father in heaven to willingly and gladly make the one and all availing sacrifice to rid all men of the leprosy of sin, to pay on your behalf freely and innocently for all time the wages for sin. He suffered hell, damnation, separation from his Father, and death on the cross in your place, to take care of the problem of sin. He came to be the right man at the right place at the right time. And his glorious resurrection from the dead on Easter Day tells the world that Jesus has indeed conquered the leprosy, and he's conquered the COVID and the cancer and the aging and the death and the dying and the sin and all the bad fruits that flow from it. It's all been done away with in him. Despite all earthly appearances, behold, Jesus says, though your sins were as scarlet, yet they are whiter than snow on account of my blood that shed on the cross and was resurrected on Easter Day. You therefore have nothing to fear when you've come to the right man at the right place at the right time, like the 10 lepers, seeking mercy and relief, purity and holiness. You find it here in the gospel preached, in gathering with your fellow baptized, in confessing your sins before God and hearing his word of forgiveness and receiving here this medicine of immortality, the crucified and resurrected flesh and blood of Jesus under bread and wine. The thankful Samaritan leper came and knelt before the forever and eternal priest of all, to the man who gave him undeserved mercy, cleansing, forgiveness. The Samaritan recognized that he was in the right place at the right time with the right man. The thankful and adoring Samaritan represents you, the believing baptized Christian. Despite every adversity, every hardship, even facing sickness, plagues, pestilences, broken bones and limbs, death itself. Given mercy from on high, God's grace and power you constantly return to Christ, seeking more and more of his cleansing and healing, thanking and praising him for his marvelous work in your life. That happens here, friends. Not at home, not in bed, and not behind the television screen. It happens here in his holy Christian church with the gathering of God's elect saints. And to you, Jesus says, rise and come along with me, child of God. Come with me now to Jerusalem to see your very salvation enacted for you, as you hear preached to you the works and deeds of love I've done for you week after week and year after year. Come with me, Jesus says, and receive as one of my disciples more and more of the salvation and forgiveness I desire to give to you. And then one day, at the end of time, the Savior will say to you, hey, rise up from your grave and come with me into the New Jerusalem. Your faith in me has made you well from that leprosy. Your faith in me and my promises has indeed saved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.